Do you? If exception is important, where should it be?
Love.
Book 1, story 1, first paragraph. Go and look at it. There are 2 verses. First, he will say, listen, this rule is stupid. Everything is about exception. The next verse, he will say, oh, by exception, I don't mean just saying it. Be living in an exception. Why? You forgot. What are we talking about here? You. Which part of you? You have 2 hands? 2 feet? Is that what we are talking about? This is when we are talking about the cow. When we are talking about you, who are we talking about? Your personality, which is exceptional. Thanks God, there is no one but you like this. It's only this one. That's how it works. Look around you, you will see the exceptions. And I have to find the exception in me, not the rule in me. Rules are here. The exception is how I could feel about something. Let's go back, book 1. First story, first paragraph, first verse. He said, oh, you friends, listen to these stories, because these stories will explain to you how we feel. Hall. The feeling is something. Understanding is something else. You understand the pain. The cow understands the pain, doesn't it?
Yep.
You understand up and down, you understand food, you understand sex. The cow is always there, right? These are the animal world. You have a passion. You have emotion. Where that comes from? Do you think the cow has it? Have you ever seen a rabbit sitting down like this, looking at the sunset? Never. But you see the human beings. Even those stupid ones that you don't give them a shit, really. But you will see that, you know, they sit down, they look at that sunset. Appreciation of beauty, appreciation of music. What is that? Is there a rule over there? The rule in music house, I know how it is. In art faculties, the rules are what? The rules are there to show you what stupid stuff is. That's what the rule is. They cannot teach you what. They only teach you what not. They will teach you what is not a real statue. If you want to make a statue, you should be an artist. If not, you let go of it. You go and do other stuff. That's how it works. Where does it come from? How does it come? We don't know. But we know it's there, right? So, let's go back to the subject. The subject is me, understanding me, this exceptional stuff, which is the mixture I got from we, and I am giving back to we. That's what we are talking about. A lover is there. There are two parts in me. One part is close to the cow. The other part is the artist, the one which is exceptional. Me, I'm in between. What is the problem? The problem is that side I don't understand, but I pretend that yes, I understand. Yes, you explained it to me, now I know it. No, I just explained it to you that you don't know where is the source of the music. Do you? If you were, you were Mozart. You're not. There is something in human being which is exception, right? Now, here in this book, we are talking about the rules of that exception. Somehow that's what we are doing. We are explaining the rule of being Ayaz. Means not being yourself, not being in love with yourself, not being the center of the universe, not even being the center of your personal attention. Why? Because whatever you do or you don't do will influence we. That is the, if you go far away, you go in a cave and you cut off with the civilization, then no matter what you do is okay. Nobody could ask you why you do this, why you dress like that, why you eat like that. Nothing. Because you're not one of us. But are you doing it? We are so bonded together that without each other, we forgot how it is. There was a movie named The Day After, I believe. It was the story of somebody being down there in a mine, and the mine was, some part of it was ruined somehow. He's dug there for days, he's trying to come out. Meanwhile, outside, the atomic war will kill everyone. He comes out and he is alone. What is his first reaction? If it was you? Definitely, you will go to one of these fantastic shops and you pick up a car. A nice one, and you just drive it out. You break the window and bring it out. Is it? Yes, having whatever you want and doing whatever you want. Then it started to get dark. Then he started to be afraid. Now what? Who is here around? And he saw one animal. Suddenly he realized that how difficult it is, the life without the others. Then he found out that there are others, but they are afraid of him. And he cannot convince them that, no, I'm normal. And things like that. Because we don't think about it. If everybody vanishes tonight, what would you do tomorrow? Tomorrow you go crazy. Yeah. Because we depend on each other. solitude is one of the worst stuff that they will do in the prison for you, to punish you. That's how we need each other. You don't know it, do you? Have you ever noticed it? When you're alone, what are you doing? You are talking in here, and you need the listener. If it goes a long time and nobody is listening, you will start to talk loud and you go crazy. And yes, that's what it is. Because you forget. Again, I have to repeat this. One part of me, which is this blood and the bone, this animal, this is me. This is the children of my parents. This is the outcome of my father and my mother. Do you see this? This is me, a part of me. But there is another part of me which has nothing to do with this shit. Yes, it has nothing to do even with my genetics. It has me and my environment talking, writing, reading, understanding, teaching. What are these? This has nothing to do with my genetic stuff, does it? That animal is something else. This is my cultural personality. This is what you are facing. You are not really facing my animal. You have nothing to do with my animal. Yes, she has. She has. She must take care of it. She is my doctor. So, but now that doctor is watching my personality, is listening to what I say, not to my blood pressure or what. This is what it is, and we don't understand this duality. This duality is in human being. The first one is out of my hand. It was out of my hand because I didn't have the hand when it happened. Yeah. So I have to. Do they have a choice? If I had a choice, I would kill my mother. Because my mother was one of the worst mothers. So what? What I'm talking about is my personality, because this is what I could play with, I could change. I'm responsible to build it up. And I'm responsible for that one. For my physique, am I responsible? Physically, I look like this because that was my making machine, my parents. But I'm talking about humanity, the one which is passion, feeling. Because when I say we, I feel something. That we is not out there. Somehow we, I'm a part of it and I'm talking. That we should understand. It is difficult because the animal is here and we pay attention to the animal world. Why? Because the animal is talking always, and I'm listening to it. I shouldn't, because my brain reacts. I need action, not reaction. Here is the end of the story. He will explain that you want to understand this Ayaz? Listen, this Ayaz is a guy who is bizarre, but when you pay attention,
and wait